Job chapter 9. Then Job answered and said, I know it is true. But how can a man be just before God? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. He is wise in heart, and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him, and has prospered? Who removes the mountains, and they do not know it, who overturns them in his anger? Who shakes the earth out of her place, and its pillars tremble? Who commands the sun, and it does not rise, and seals up the stars? Who alone spreads out the heavens, and walks upon the waves of the sea? Who makes Arcturus the Big Bear, Big Dipper, Orion, and Pleiades? The seven stars. And the chambers of the south. Who does great things past finding out? Yes, and wonders without number. Indeed, he goes by me, and I do not see him, he passes on, but I do not perceive him. He takes away, who can hinder him? Who will say to him, what are you doing? If God will not withdraw his anger, the proud helpers stoop under him. How much less shall I answer him, and choose out my words to reason with him? Whom, though I were righteous, yet I would not answer, but I would make a plea to my judge. If I had called, and he had answered me, yet I would not believe that he had listened to my voice. Because he breaks me with a tempest, and multiplies my wounds without cause. He will not allow me to take my breath, but fills me with bitterness. If I speak of strength, indeed, he is stronger, and if of judgment, who shall set me a time to plead? If I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me, if I say, I am perfect. It shall also prove me perverse. Though I were perfect, yet I would not know my own soul, I would despise my life. This is one thing, therefore I said it, he destroys the perfect and the wicked. If the scourge kills suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked, he covers the faces of its judges. If not, where, and who is he? Now my days are swifter than a post-runner, courier. They flee away, they see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hurries to the prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness, and comfort myself. I am afraid of all my sorrows, I know that you will not hold me innocent. If I am wicked, why then do I labor in vain? If I wash myself with snow water, and make my hands ever so clean. Yet you shall plunge me into the ditch, and my own clothes shall despise me. Because he is not a man, as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any mediator between us, who might lay his hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and do not let his fear terrify me. Then I would speak, and not fear him, but it is not so with me.